from royal red to the red of blood, from Hosanna to crucify him, from riding on a donkey to carrying a cross, from life through death to new life. On this day, the church celebrates Christ's entrance into Jerusalem to accomplish this, his paschal mystery, his passing from death to life. We begin with the disciples praising God aloud with joy for all his mighty deeds, and we sing Hosanna. We move to the song of the suffering servant in the first reading. We can almost hear Christ using the words himself. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. We cry with the psalmist, my God, why have you abandoned me? Christ's words, or our own, or both. St. Paul reminds us of the great offering of Christ Jesus. He emptied himself to take the form of a slave and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. And then we come to the narration of the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what do we encounter in this narration of the passion? Compassion. The compassion that leads Jesus to encourage the women of Jerusalem. Do not weep for me, he says. The compassion that leads Jesus to pray for the crowd, crucify him. Forgive them, Jesus said, they know not what they do. The compassion that leads Jesus to say to the repentant criminal by his side, today you will be with me in paradise. Finally, the compassion that leads Jesus to say, for the sake of us all and for each one of us, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. The key to our forgiveness, the key to our promise of eternal life. This compassion also means a challenge for us, a challenge to be a people of compassion, a people of forgiveness, a people who care about the fate of others, especially when they need our attention, whether they sit across the table from us, or are hungry or homeless down the street, or living without the necessities of life, or are becoming refugees as they leave the tyranny of assaults on their homeland. These are the ones to whom we owe compassion, the compassion of Jesus. Each time we gather here for the Eucharist, not just Palm Sunday, we commemorate Christ's saving passion. And the Lord comes to us in simple gifts of bread and wine, become his body and blood, the food that nourishes and will nourish our need to be compassionate as Jesus was compassionate. I invite you this week to spend some time thinking about what this means. Then to celebrate that by joining us for the sacred Triduum, which begins with the evening Mass of the Lord's Supper, continues with the celebration of the Lord's Passion on Good Friday, and then will be climaxed by the celebration of the Easter Vigil Saturday evening and brought to full celebration on Easter Sunday morning. Please join us to pray for the gift of compassion.